Conversation recorded on December 13th, 2013 at 18:31 on Channel 9.
Ron Kenny Dispatch, Ron.
Hey, Ron. This is Dennis, Dr. Barnhouse husband. We're out here just seeing Judy Fox's youth deputy. He said they're not coming out. Her scene, but her scene is with inside their scene. There's no law enforcement here. EMS has left. There's people who rent the house are standing outside. We tried calling the prosecutor. She doesn't answer her phone. Yeah, last thing is that they were going to send someone out to remove the crime scene tape. We don't know what's in the house. Never had a situation like this before where law enforcement won't show up. You try to get a hold of Chief Bauer or something, maybe we can get a local municipal police department to respond to the scene since the sheriff's office won't.
Okay. Hold on just a minute, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Davis. Can I help you?
Hello.
Yes, can I help you?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Supervisor Davis.
From where?
You called the communication center, right?
Oh, okay. I was talking with Ron.
Right. Ron, put you on hold to speak to me.
Oh, okay. This is Dennis Barnhouse, Dr. Barnhouse's husband.
Uh-huh.
We're out here. This is Dennis Barnhouse.
That's right. I understand that. Go ahead.
Okay. We're out here at the scene on Blue Sky or whatever the hit that is.
Yes, sir.
There's no law enforcement here.
Uh-huh.
There's a crime scene tape up around the house. There's supposedly a dead body in the house, a gun in there. We can't go in. She can't go in. And nobody's responding. They said they might come out and remove the tape, but nobody's been here. Is there any law enforcement in Brown County that will respond to the scene to help out the...
Not without the authorization of the sheriff's office. We cannot do that.
Okay, so what do you suggest we do in this situation? Can you try to get a hold of the prosecutor? She didn't answer her phone and ask her what the situation.
Sure. Would you like to hold on and I'll try to call her?
Sure, we'll hold on.
Okay.
We're trying to call just a little. I don't know if she's smart or not.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen you like this before in my life. You're just seeing them.
Did I say if I ended you out there in a field earlier this year?
Yeah, it was in January.
Gotta be when it's cold.
Well, it was sleeting and snowing and wet and cold. And
so they've done this to you before.
Yeah.
How can they get away with it?
Who's going to stop them?
Well, somebody has to stop them.
Well, you think so.
They can't keep going away. Go ahead.
It is illegal. It's called dereliction of duty. But you guys have that's right. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know if she has you.
She has. I called her.
Honey, I don't know. I can barely remember halfway home, to be honest with you. Larry's trying to get me in. I'll just go to Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just wanted to let you know.
Mr. Barnow?
Yes.
I just spoke with Jessica Little. She wants me to call BCI and see if we can get one of their on-call investigators out there to assist you.
Okay,
so
thank you.
Do you want to hold while I do that, or you want us to call you back?
Yeah, call us back because we're on cell phones and how long they'll last.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
End of recording.